For music lovers, one of the best things about the South by Southwest Festival in Austin is that there are thousands of bands to listen to, which means there's a high likelihood you'll fall in love with new music while you're there. And KJZZ's Sarah Ventry is there, and she joins me now. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Lauren.
So with so many bands to choose from, how do you figure out which shows to even go to?
Okay, so for me, there's actually four different ways that I find out which shows I want to go to. So the first way is maybe there's like a really well-known musician who you're really excited about that happens to be at South by Southwest. So for me, last year, I saw Iggy Pop, and he's amazing, he's huge, but I had never seen him before. So that's one way. The second way is that maybe a band has gotten a lot of buzz, and you've heard of them before, maybe you've listened to some of their music at home, but you haven't had the opportunity to see them live. South by is a really good opportunity to see those kinds of bands. The third way is kind of through a combination of research ahead of time, you're kind of like preparing for South by, listening to some of the bands who are going to be there, and then also getting recommendations from people before you go, and even once you get here. That's another way. And then there's this kind of magical South by Southwest moment that can happen where you don't intend on seeing someone, but you happen to just stumble upon it. Maybe it's the band playing after a band you just saw in a showcase, or you just hear something that catches your ear and you kind of wander into a bar. That is also the kind of magic of being here.
Right. So tell us about some of the bands you've seen so far.
So one of the artists that I heard people talking about after I got here is a French singer-songwriter named Jane. Her show was actually so popular that I waited outside a half hour to get in. And by the time I actually got in, she was just finishing up. So I did stand and listen from outside the venue. And she is kind of part French chanteuse, part pop. You can kind of hear that. She's lived all over the world, in Europe, in the Middle East, in Africa. She studied a form of Arabic percussion while living in Dubai. And then she made her first music while in Congo. So her stuff is really a hybrid of lots of different things, which I could hear from outside the venue. Her performances are supposed to be very theatrical, so I'm hoping I'll have an opportunity to catch her again.
That sounds so cool. So what else?
Yeah, so one of the artists I stumbled on last night was a Colombian producer named Ella Minus. So this was at a showcase of Latin artists put on by Remezcla, which is a really cool site that features Latin music. And even though I'm not always a person who gravitates towards producers or DJs, she was just so much fun. She has a really, really gorgeous voice. And everything she did, all of the musical layering, it was beautifully blended. And it's just so conducive to dancing. And also, it kind of put me in like a little bit of a groove that kind of just took me away. I realized I wasn't even thinking anymore. It was beautiful.
And so all of the shows you've been to so far this week, which one was your favorite?
For me, so far this week was a band that I've heard a lot about. They've gotten a lot of coverage in the last year or so, but I've never had a chance to see them before. It is the band Power Bottom. My girl gets scared, can't take him anywhere. Every time he goes outside, he runs his mouth and he runs and hides. They are just this incredible glam punk rock band, and their show felt to me just like pure joy. I had actually planned on seeing one more show after them last night, kind of a quiet singer-songwriter performing at a church. I thought it would be, you know, just a really great way to wind down the night. And I could not pull myself away from Power Bottom to get to that last show. Their music has some intersection with politics, and it's done in the most positive, uplifting way. At one point, actually, one of the front people for the band, Liv Bruce, who is trans, mentioned the Texas bathroom bill, which just advanced in the Senate, saying something like, you know, there are lots of amazing things about Texas, but you know, she said, for me, this bill makes it so that it's not safe for me to go to the bathroom here. And, you know, if we want to keep performing in Texas, it's important that something changes. So once she said that, I mean, the crowd had an extremely positive reaction. People were clapping, and the person next to me screamed trans rights. And so people seemed very supportive of what she was saying. But, you know, in the end, they're just these really incredible performers, and they know how to captivate a crowd. I left that show feeling like I could take on the world.
It sounds like a blast. You're taking us there, Sarah. That's KJZZ's Sarah Ventry. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Lauren.
And you can hear more of the music Sarah found at this year's South by Southwest this afternoon on All Things Considered. And you can follow all of KJZZ's South by Southwest coverage at kjzz.org/sxsw.